Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Showers and possible hail for the region from Eureka to Crescent City tonight. That's according to the National Weather Service, who has a hazardous weather watch in place for tonight. Cold front is moving into Brookings as well. A colder air moves in behind the front. Snow levels will bottom out between 1,000 to 1,500 feet tomorrow morning for southern Oregon. By this time, most of the heavy rains will have ended. But no matter where you live, the cost of fuel is going up. CHP Public Officer Paul Dalen advises keeping your car's tank well filled.
And so, you know, that's why it's good to be prepared. Don't let your vehicle get below a quarter of a tank. You know, always have that fuel ready to go.
And while the chance of rain for the Willits area is 80%, there are no hazard reports at this time. A federal grand jury in San Francisco has indicted Humboldt County resident Michael Wilde with murder during a narcotics offense, conspiracy to manufacture and distribute marijuana, and several other charges. Wilde stands accused of murdering Roberto Juarez Madrid in August of 2010, an incident in which it's suspected that Wilde also shot and wounded another man working with Juarez Madrid at a marijuana garden Wilde owned and operated. Wilde remains in the county jail, where he also faces a local murder charge and will appear in front of a federal magistrate judge in the coming weeks. A new candidate has thrown her hat in the ring for supervisor, Dan Squire, with the report.
Estelle Fennell announced that she has formally filed her candidacy papers with the county elections office, making her campaign for the 2nd District Supervisor seat official. Fennell lost in an earlier bid for the seat, losing to current supervisor Cliff Clendenin in the general election in 2008. Fennell commented that people want to change and have trust and confidence in my ability to provide the strong leadership and effective representation that is really needed for the 2nd District. Fennell will face incumbent Clendenin in the June election.
Thanks, Dan. A preview of closures for 70 state parks on July's shutdown list shows that the biggest job for California's Department of State Parks is to get the word out about what closed means. From the closed gates and signs at the parks closed this winter, it might appear that all access is forbidden. But as the San Francisco Chronicle reports, that's not quite true. Parks are still open for walk-ins over or past the closed gates, but there are no signs at any of the parks and no notice posted at the state park's website that explains that to the public. As the paper reports, you can still hike in or in some cases hoist a bike over the gate and ride in. They ask all visitors to use a leave-no-trace approach. What is closed are the services, so that means no restrooms, running water, garbage service, or camping are available at parks closed because of a funding shortage in the state budget. More KINS News, it's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Camera.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's now time for our community segment. This month we're looking at marijuana issues, starting with law enforcement. Talking with Wayne Hansen, interim commander at the Humboldt County Drug Task Force, we asked for insights on how, when, and why marijuana enforcement started.
Approximately 1983, because of all the homicides Humboldt County was having in Mendocino County and Trinity County, Emerald Triangle, and the counties needed assistance, manpower, and the...
Fast forward that to today.
2012, because marijuana is easily detected from the air, starting in the mid-90s, everybody started growing indoors, and that's what we're dealing with in 2012, is...
Two types of indoor grows keep authorities busy.
It's in residential, using electricity, and then the rural area, they use diesel generators for the electrical power, which causes environmental health issues with the oil and the diesel that's spilt on the ground.
And it's often the energy source or the nose that gives the clues leading to probable cause. The Golden State is the 6th worst state for Tax Freedom Day. Californians must work longer than people in 44 other states to reach the day when they've earned enough to pay for all the federal, state, and local taxes that they owe for the year. That's according to the San Francisco Business Journal. With the KINS essence of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.